With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The state is hammering out its budget, and lawmakers are having a sharp disagreement with the governor's office over one of Michigan's biggest price tags, corrections. Both sides agree rehabilitation and lowering recidivism is the way to go, but they can't agree on how much money to spend this year. And at stake are programs that have helped lower the state's incarceration rate. The Michigan Public Radio Network's Shana Roth brings us a look inside Ionia's Vocational Village, a program that could be at risk.
Outside the Richard A. Handlin Correctional Facility in Ionia, it looks exactly like you would expect a prison to look. Elaborate fencing and razor wire, grassy areas punctuated by metal picnic tables bolted to cement. But inside the D unit, you'll actually find a mechanic's shop.
Right now I'm taking out the alternator.
Craig Eslick will be a master mechanic by next month. He's been in the program since January. Before he came to prison, all he knew about cars was how to change a tire. Eslick is in prison for a home invasion. It's his second stint behind bars. He says the first time he went in, he didn't have a plan for when he got out.
Just gonna go out into the world and hope for the best. And I had a really hard time finding employment, and I got into drugs, and I couldn't afford the drugs, so I committed some crimes so I could feed my habit.
The Vocational Village is in its second year. The idea is simple. Give inmates the skills they need to get a good-paying job, help them secure a job before they leave prison, keep them around like-minded inmates so they stay out of trouble, and then those inmates won't come back to prison again.
The difference between now and then is I have a solid plan.
And employers looking for people in the skilled trades like the program. Michael Lemon owns Economy Tool with his son in White Lake. He was at the village scouting potential new employees. Lemon says employers like him need this type of program.
Finding help right now is bad. No, the new generation's just not into it. So it's a perfect opportunity to look for employment, which we're a growing business. So I think it could be a good fit.
The Vocational Village is one of the programs the Michigan Department of Corrections is worried about losing. The department is concerned if they don't get the budget Governor Rick Snyder asked for, some of their programs will have to be cut.
These aren't cuts. This is related to the actual number of prisoners that we have on site.
Senator John Prose has been leading the negotiations in the legislature over the corrections budget. Prose says he doesn't want programs like Vocational Village to close, but he says it's time to start lowering the taxpayer burden on corrections.
What I'm not flexible on is spending money on beds that are not necessary, having taxpayer dollars spend money on buildings that are unnecessary.
Prose argues that the MDOC can work with a smaller budget because these programs have been working. He says with incarceration rates down, they should be able to do more with less. Heidi Washington disagrees. She's the director of the MDOC. Washington says everybody wants to close prisons. It's how the department measures success. But she says they can't close prisons and make cuts until the time is right.
When the department feels that it has, based on the numbers, an appropriate number of beds to do that, we will move to do that. Today, we're not there.
Washington says the Senate is essentially putting the cart before the horse.
Our ability to deliver the programs that ultimately get us to the point of closing a prison, our ability to do that would be severely diminished, if not lost.
The corrections budget will likely be voted out of conference committee this week. I'm Shana Roth in Lansing.